views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. And today, we're going to talk about holiday frenzy.
Quick, let's go get through the show right away.
I've got things to do. All right.
Exactly.
We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, we're going to get to the specific situations in a minute, but overall, is there something we can do for holiday frenzy?
Well, I'm glad you asked. This is where the ecosystem approach is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Holiday frenzy is an energy.
Say that again.
Holiday frenzy is an energy.
But it affects me so much, Jason.
The point is that if it's an energy, then we can clear it. See, most people approach holiday frenzy by trying to be more organized.
And using lots of lists and making sure that all the ducks are in a row and all the reindeers are in the right place, however it goes, yeah?
With the expectation that if you do it right, then that energy won't be present.
tell me, how many of you out there has that actually happened?
Here, imagine, and I can go back in my memory, how many couples driving to grandma's house, they never did a song about this one. The jingle bells in the background, driving to grandma's house, and how many arguments were there because, something was forgotten. Maybe it was one of the kids, maybe it was a present. Someone's going to be disappointed because, you didn't get that pumpkin pie that you said you were going to make or whatever. All those things. And then you argue about it because with the presumption that if only you were better organized, if you were better managed, everything would be okay. But see, when you start thinking about these things as intangibles, as energies, which is what the ecosystem approach is all about, then you can go to all different places. Because we see, for example, that let's say growing up, there was always frenzy at the holiday. Well, that's a form of programming.
You mean there wasn't in somebody's house?
That, if you learned that chaos and frenzy was supposed to happen, or the matriarch was always supposed to have a meltdown just before Christmas, then...
So you were at my house?
Then if you become the matriarch, then the meltdown is just programmed into you. Exactly. It doesn't matter how much you organize it, how well you do it, and
how many gifts you've bought.
Exactly. Here's the good news, though. It can be cleared. Okay. If you were programmed that way, you can clear it.
All right. I want to back up for just one second. I want you to very carefully explain intangibles to people because something tells me that not everyone understands this.
Okay. Obviously, the ecosystem approach works with intangibles.
Meaning
things that we know about, but we can't quantify. It's
or
not
put our hand on.
Yes, it's okay. Not tangible. Okay. I.e., that's why it's called intangible.
Okay.
Frenzy, for example, good cheer, happiness,
judgment,
sadness, being bummed. All those things are intangible, but they're energies. Okay. And here's the other thing about intangibles, since they're intangible and they're with the ecosystem approach, we not only see them, we peel off the layers and get to the root of them, which is also an intangible. We believe there's all this stuff out there that says, well, there's something part of our DNA that makes us. There's a commercial on TV about it was a famous artist who just found out she was Italian. So okay. I'm sure she's going to use that to justify all sorts of her personality traits, which are kind of bubbly and emotional anyways,
okay.
to say that's why.
Okay.
You know, and there may be some truth to that, but most of that truth is intangible. In other words, certain cultures have energies attached to them.
Yes, they do.
That that determine behavior, yeah.
Well, and if you're not from that culture, then you don't have it doesn't happen for you in the same way, meaning that intangible.
My last name is German, is derived by a German. I've never done a DNA test, but our family is much more Italian. Yelling and screaming and throwing things and, you know, on a good
honey,
fun.
Honey, don't talk about me that way to everybody on the radio. Okay. So, all right. So, let's talk about, you know, being organized and well managed doesn't guarantee that you change your feelings, right?
Exactly. You know, people think that our energies, our emotions are logical. Mm. No, mm-hmm. That is the biggest misconception that there is.
Okay.
You know, holiday frenzy, you know, anxiety, worry, frustration, stress, overwhelm, all our energies that can be cleared.
Well, and a lot of times they'll show up in the energy or be masked by the energy of frenzy.
Yes. Well, for example, let's say you really want this Christmas to be perfect. The need to be perfect is an energy. Shame that says, if only I can make everybody happy, then I won't feel bad about myself. Mm-hmm. That's an energy that we can clear.
Okay.
You know, men do this a lot, you know, and if you're a male listening, don't do this. But they try and, if you ever want to be, throw yourself up against a brick wall, do this, which is try and talk a woman logically out of her feelings.
You know, I'm going to take offense to it and say, well, you know what? I can't take offense to it because women have been so abused that they have no idea how to even understand their own feelings and why they act the way they do. And while I realize we're talking in general, we're making generalizations, and yes, we were making jokes, but the truth is, how you change that, number one, the communication between two different people, you can clear that.
Well, and I was making a male-female, I was framing it that way, but the truth is men do the same thing.
Yes.
They try and talk themselves or each other
mm-hmm.
out of their negative emotions, and that doesn't work either.
Or the difference is that aside.
Men will act logical even though they're just screaming inside or exactly. or doing all mm-hmm. sorts of emotional mm-hmm. things. Mm-hmm. So
yes.
It's not really a male-female energy. The truth is that logic and emotions are not the same.
Well, you know, let's get back to the subject here. And, you know, it's inevitable that one or more things will happen at the last minute at Christmas or any holiday, every holiday. You know, we do all these regular things and then this energy a frenzy comes up. We have regular things that we have to do, and then there's always the added things for the holidays. You know, this list has to be done, and that, and the other thing. And what I'm trying to get at is that these old patterns of have to's,
programming patterns, programming.
There we go.
It's both the same. Yes,
they are. They create this frenzy, and this frenzy basically says, I can't do it. I'm no good. I suck at everything that I do. And then hence,
those are your emotions.
Yes.
Yeah, those are the underlying emotions. Yeah.
Hence
yeah.
the meltdown. Yes,
yes.
Exactly.
So the point is, here's the point, is that if you understand that they're energies,
mm-hmm.
Don't try and make, you know, this happened to me. I'm frenzied. I'm overwhelmed because of this.
Right.
Instead, think about, okay, they're energy. I'm just going to keep clearing them.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, We're going to show you how on our fourth segment today. You know, in the last segment today, we're going to show you how to do that. We're going to be doing some of those clearings. And oh, by the way, if you want to keep doing this all the way up until Christmas, which I strongly suggest, because people think that you can clear frenzy. What happens is it opens a portal and then it shuts right back down. And so then 10 minutes later, you're frenzied again. Well, okay, then you clear it again.
Right.
And it's going to take a lot of clearing because chances are these patterns of frenzy mm-hmm. are really well developed. You just have to look and, you know, just think of all the people that work for UPS who are programmed to be frenzied at Christmas.
First off, my hat's off to anybody who does any sort of mail or delivery or any sort of service at all to the public out there. I just want to say my hat's off to you. And by the way, sign up for a newsletter. We can really help you with that frenzy that happens.
Exactly. Especially if you work for UPS, you have to sign up for a newsletter because the whole point of our newsletter is to get this newsletter that has clearings every week.
Yes.
And that'll help you with all sorts of things. This week, of course, is going to be frenzy.
Okay.
And the way you do that, just so I can complete my sentence, is, you know, go to our website at www.livinglighter.org. Go to the newsletter tab. All we ask for is your name, email address, and it's free.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to be, you know, so let's go back to the frenzy thing for just one second. What are the key points that we learned in this segment or that we talked about in this segment regarding holiday frenzy?
That holiday frenzy is an energy and it could be cleared.
Okay.
That's the best way to deal with it. Clearing the negative energies of stress, overwhelm, anxiety, and frenzy is the most effective. Being organized and well-managed does not create or guarantee that frenzy won't be present. Mm-hmm. And constant clearing is necessary because these emotions keep coming back. These energies are deeply ingrained. You have to clear them constantly.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about the emotion that hooks most people during the holiday that creates frenzy. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMaine.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about the emotion that hooks most people, so frenzy is present. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. All right. So what are the emotions that hook most people during the holiday that creates all the anxiety?
There's a lot of variations on the theme, but basically it's the need to be perfect, which is connected to making sure that everyone's happy, or that you're responsible to make sure that the people in your circle are happy. And oh my gosh, that is such a trap.
Well, okay, let me ask you a question. So does that include that neediness to be perfect, or I set myself up to be unhappy and disappointed?
Sometimes.
Okay.
If you understand that energies, emotions are energies,
yes.
The need to be perfect is an energy. But, you know, if you're like us and you've been watching the Hallmark channel way too much, my mom who lives with us, she loves the Hallmark channel.
Yeah.
And all those Christmases that they have on the Christmas shows are perfect. Mm. So, and then everybody's happy. So people look at that and they program themselves to believe, oh, if all my decorations are perfect, if my pets have cute little outfits, if I'm wearing the perfect Christmas dress and everybody around me has...
He doesn't look really good. He doesn't look good in green, everybody. Okay, I'll just say it that way.
And my tree has all the perfect ornaments, then we're going to have a happy Christmas. No, it does not like that.
Yeah.
And the most important part, though, is that the opposite can be true. Your Christmas tree can be really bad.
Are you talking about that Charlie Brown Christmas tree?
You know, your animals don't have to wear cute costumes. And you can have grumpy people at Christmas, but it can still turn out really well. And that's because whether it turns out well or not is the energy.
Well, and you know what? I just saw this light go off in about, 100 people's heads going, what is he talking about? If everything isn't perfect and yet I have a good Christmas, that doesn't compute for a lot of people, Jason. Explain why.
Well, usually the opposite is true, which is something went wrong.
Yes.
And then they blame that.
Yes.
On the fact that Christmas didn't feel the way they wanted it to feel.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't work that way. This is where, as intuitives, we have a real advantage, because we see how energies of these, our feelings move and interact with us in a tangible way.
Okay.
I realize they're intangibles, but it's how we see things.
Okay.
And as intuitives, we see these energies very clearly. One of the biggest misconceptions is that feelings are logical.
Mm-hmm.
That if this happens, then this happens. And oh, by you know who thinks like that? A machine. and you're not a machine. This is our gift. This is our Christmas gift to you. Hey, unwrap it. You're not a machine. You're a human being, and your feelings are not logical. And I'm hearing this at least 10 people saying, "Oh, you better tell my husband that." You know, and men are the worst about this because they have this delusion, and a delusion it is, that your feelings are logical. They're not. And so when, you know, their partner is going crazy and having meltdown because, you know, they forgot a present or this dish wasn't made and Uncle Joe was looking forward to that.
Right.
You know, it's it'll be okay. You know, things will work out. You know, people are going to be disappointed. It doesn't mean that the whole thing has to be disappointing. Right.
Yes, exactly. So, okay. So, you know, let's say, so, but when you're programmed to believe that you're responsible for everyone else's happiness or that you have to earn your worth over and over again, and the only way to do this is through the clearing. I meant to ask that different. The only way I know how to get through this is use the clearing, because for years I have felt responsible for everyone's happiness about everything, not just at the holidays. I always felt it was my responsibility. And by the way, I was trained to believe that.
Yes. And the way you undo that is not by talking about it. It's not by therapy necessarily. It's about clearing the negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, by the way, that's a lot cheaper than therapy. And there's nothing wrong for all you therapists out there. You serve a very valuable function. I see it. Mm-hmm. But what we see as intuitives is that talk therapy has a beginning value, but sometimes people just talk and talk and talk about their negative stuff, and they're stuck in that energy. They don't ever get rid of that energy. And you probably are shaking your head because you know that's the case.
Yeah.
The truth is that what we're trying to say here is that when you feel that you're responsible for someone else's feelings, it sets you up to be a victim. It sets you up to be manipulated. And you're constantly trying to do something that's almost impossible.
Well, and when you're feeling that way, you're not happy.
Right. And what's impossible is that you can't make someone else be happy. But right. In our programming world, we make ourselves feel certain ways. And then we then presume that we can make other people do something.
Well, isn't that the premise of giving the perfect gift?
It is, but it's based on the false belief that if only I get the perfect gift, then the other person is going to appreciate it, love it,
and
even acknowledge
me.
It.
Yeah. Okay.
There might be all sorts of energies that get in their way that keeps that from happening.
Well, yes, but the problem is that we don't. If we could see a 360 view of all of the energies and all of the views that go on, and all of the trainings of just say one person, then we could see exactly how to give that perfect gift. But the truth is, the perfect gift is the one you give to yourself by using the ecosystem approach.
Yes. And I would make another point about that is that what the best thing you can ask for in the holiday season is to create the energy first for yourself,
right,
and then for others.
Good way to say it.
And then let the chips fall where they may.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people might be happy or might not be, and that might not have anything to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is, as you start doing the ecosystem approach and peeling over the layers, you'll start to see the programming that would surprise you. Like mm-hmm. Patricia was talking about earlier, how she was programmed to believe that she's responsible for everybody else's happiness. That programming can be removed with the ecosystem approach, but you have to keep going. That's why you have to be constant, consistent, and specific when you do your clearings.
Okay. So if you know, I can't make everybody happy, and I'm not responsible for their feelings, you know, Jason, how do I start to even today? I realize the holidays are around the corner, but I just want to say, how do I just start today?
Okay, great question. And the truth is that the way you get to that is by seeing that, first of all, those feelings are emotions, and energies, and they can be cleared.
Okay.
And the best way to do that is to do it constantly and consistently. And the best way to do that is to sign up for our newsletter.
Ooh.
Because if you sign up for our newsletter, for example, for this week, we'll have clearings that will help you get rid of holiday frenzy. And as you get rid of the holiday frenzy, that's when you start to see, oh, I'm frenzied because my mom did this all the time, or I learned this, you know, from so-and-so, or mm-hmm. or my husband has this expectation that everything's going to be perfect because his mother made everything perfect. Well, so, you know, we don't say one size fits all because each person's layers are different.
Right. And everybody is unique.
Exactly. So, but go sign up for our newsletter.
That was it.
So that you can start doing this clearing on a regular basis, almost mm-hmm. do it daily. Do it multiple times a day.
Exactly.
You can't do it too much.
You know, I have to say this. When I started out, this is long before the newsletter, but when I started out, I wrote down the clearings that I wanted to do every day. And I put them on the mirror. And, you know, when I get up and getting dressed and ready for work in the morning, they were right there. I could not see them. And boy, it made such a huge difference for me. So, you know, and that brings me to my next point. The most important thing we can do, anyone can do, is clearing for positive energy for the holiday events this year. You know, most everybody connects with family. Sometimes they don't. But I want to say to everybody, you know, it's just a little note. Say you're heading into the house and you know that Uncle Joe is going to be there and Uncle Joe's got way too many hands. We'll say it that way. Okay. And I recommend highly that you take a nice deep breath, activate life force energy, and the courage that you can get with life force energy to tell Uncle Joe, knock it off. Just a little note, you know, you can also ask to be calm and have clarity about how to deal with all of the holiday situations that make you uncomfortable.
And this isn't a hope.
No.
What we're suggesting that you do is you keep clearing until you get there, until
exactly.
it happens authentically.
So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The need to be perfect and make everyone happy is an energy that can be cleared.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make other people happy sets you up to be victimized and abused. Clearing so there is positive energy during the holiday and holiday get-togethers is the most important. And neediness of all kinds is at the root of holiday energy, and it can be cleared.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about getting the energy back on track for a great holiday. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about getting on track to positive holiday feelings. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So I understand you can't make everyone happy. But what do you do if everyone is grumpy at a holiday event?
Okay. Remember that holiday frenzy is a natural result when you try and make everything perfect or start taking responsibility for other people's moods and feelings. It'll make you nuts. And frenzy, frustration, anger, overwhelm is a natural energy that comes of that. But you know, and we say that the truth is you can only be responsible for your own moods or feelings. But here's the trap. I know there's some people out there that are going to use clearing to try and force a good mood for a holiday event.
Okay.
And it's sort of an oxymoron. Yeah. What we're trying to say is that if you clear the negative, a good feelings are natural. They're organic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm sure there's some families you can clear for a year before the event, and they're still not going to be happy.
Right.
They're going to be grumpy. And we don't know how much there is of it. You know, energies are things and they build up. So we're giving a very simplistic view of how it happens. So when you clear the negative, positive comes up and everything's great. Well, it doesn't necessarily happen that way. And the truth is we don't force it. We uncover it and see what's there. And then we see what's there and we clear that and we uncover some more and we clear that.
So Jason, when you're talking about we see what's there, I want everyone to understand what he's talking about is when we're clearing, say, holiday frenzy and the next feelings you have are nothing, which could be that means you're numb and
yes.
You're just doing your very best to not look at anything, which, okay, if that's no problem. Or if the next thing that comes up, if we clear the holiday frenzy and the next thing that comes up is, oh, I do not want to deal with my mother and her comments about how skinny I am or how heavy I am or how come I don't have a boyfriend or a partner or a girlfriend. You know, what I'm getting at is, then what is that energy you're feeling? That energy is hate, guilt, shame, hopelessness. We can go on and on and on. But the truth is just clearing basics every day is the answer to all of this.
Now, we just did a really interesting show we filled in for Dr. Pat at
this
10
morning.
O'clock.
Yeah, it was a good show.
And if you go to our website, livinglighter.org, on the radio tab, you can listen into that. Mm-hmm. But we talked about how there's this 80% in our essence, 80% of negative energy in our essence. And it's responsible for all sorts of things. That's where you want to go. That's what you want to clear. And when we do this layering approach, that's what you start to get to. It'll unlock all of your two talents and abilities, preferences, who you are. You'll know who you are and what you're willing to deal with and what you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it happens naturally. It's not something you have to force.
It's really, really interesting. But let's get, and I want, by the way, I do recommend the show. It's really a good one. So, but I want everyone to understand that holiday frenzy occurs when you try to make everything perfect and start taking responsibility for everybody else's feelings and moods.
You set yourself up for that feeling.
Yes, yes.
And it's a natural result. It's not just frenzy. It's overwhelm. It's anger. It's frustration.
Right. You know, I was just thinking about how comparing my father and my stepfather, and I don't know why this came up, but this is what came up just now. My father, both of my fathers, they like to drink. And my father was a happy drunk. And my stepfather was, he would be happy and then he wasn't. And I remember my mother trying to, when she was with my father, she was trying to make him stay happy. When she was with my stepfather, she was trying to make sure that he didn't not be happy. And it was like, oh my gosh, she ran herself ragged. And by the way, my mother ran herself into an early grave because of cancer, because she ran around and tried to please everybody and make sure that everything was okay all the time.
These negative energies, and we talked about this in this other show that we're referring you to.
Right.
These negative energies in our essence is what's the cause of most of the problem we have in our life, whether it's health, money, success, relationships, you know, and if you start clearing them away layer by layer, the result is amazing.
You know, we didn't get this way overnight. And so it does take some time, we admit. But the truth is you can change the energy in the moment. You can change the energy, any energy in the moment. It is what you do with it once it's changed, but you can change it in the moment.
And once you change it, then you have options.
Yeah, exactly. I love that part. So here's something else. When we need to make others be happy, this is what I was talking about with my mom. She created this toxic energy for herself and she got stuck. She didn't know how to get out of it.
And she programmed all of her kids
to do exactly the same thing.
Either whether she said it implicitly or not.
Exactly. Exactly. So I just want to say to everyone, the best thing you can do is to clear for positive feelings for the holiday, meaning clear away the anger and the hate and the jealousy and all of those things. You know, and there are so many positive energies out there. You know, Jason, name a few of them for me.
Happiness, joy, gratitude, feeling of security, feeling warm and pleasant.
Okay.
You know, chestnuts roasting by the open fire. Oh, that feels good. So, you know, but imagine. So this is a good contrast. And then we have to tell people how to clear. But
okay.
Contrast trying to force yourself to do all these things versus, let's say, you're a parent and you've been programmed to have this holiday frenzy, and you sit down and in front of your kids saying, you know, I'm feeling stressed, overwhelmed. I'm trying to make everything perfect. And I know it can't be, but I'm just going to clear that right now.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what kind of model that would be for your kids? How you could interrupt some of their negative programming right then and there. And if you
actually
start doing it.
Actually, we've seen clients do it.
Yes. If you start doing that, then your kids are going to say, oh, this is just the way you do it.
Exactly.
If you have negative emotions, this is just how you do it.
What a nice gift to give your family, by the way.
So
all right, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
You are only responsible for your own mood and feelings for the holidays. Needing others to be happy can be toxic for you and for them. Mm-hmm. There are many kinds of positive feelings for the holidays, and work on the energies directly for the best results.
I love that. So, Jason, I think we should teach everyone how to do the energy work that we do.
Now, I just want to say a couple of things. First of all, if you clear something that you don't think applies to you, mm-hmm. chances are it does. But if you don't think it does, then it won't hurt you.
Okay.
There's nothing hurtful about this. And we want you to set your intention to help everybody that's doing this with you right now. That's really positive. And even if you're listening to the recording, do it with yourself and set your intention for all the people that cleared before you and after you to help them too. It's an amazing feeling. It really is. So you just use your imagination. When we say "and to eliminate," take that emotion or situation, gather it up in your body, blow it out into an imaginary trash can. This trash can is in your imagination, your mind's eye. If you have an actual trash can that you're sitting next to, blow it into that. And just take a gentle breath. You don't want to hyperventilate. And we'll empty the trash can. We own it. We'll take care of the negative energy. And then we go on to the next emotion.
Okay. And then we're going to activate life force energy, the most powerful energy that anyone has access to. But I want you to know, we all have the right to use life force energy. And what we're going to do is we're going to activate life force energy, and you're going to call it, and it's going to come right in through the top of your head, right down your torso, down your arms as well, down your legs. I recommend stopping it at the tips of your toes, turning it around, and using that life force energy to lift up and out any negative energy that is hanging around your body, because we all know that's one of the places that major negative energy hangs out. So, and by the way, we do see this life force energy as clear, pure light. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you clear away holiday frenzy and create good feelings for the holidays. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan, the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Right now, we're going to start helping everyone remove holiday frenzy and then create positive energy for the holidays. Let's get started, Jason.
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the frenzy, anxiety, frustration, and overwhelm that I'm feeling now and before the holiday. Take a breath. Blow it into the trash can. And to eliminate the frenzy, anxiety, frustration, and overwhelm in the future. And I want you to picture the faces of your family that you're going to, you know, go to the holiday event with, and that I'm feeling now and before the holiday for them
as well.
Yes, take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my real feelings about making other people happy. And remove any negative feelings about that. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my feelings about being perfect. Especially during the holiday. Take a breath. Blow it in the trash can.
And to eliminate any programmings I have and patterns about setting myself up for disappointment. I release and let go that energy of disappointment and all of those patterns. Right now, breathe.
And to eliminate any worry and anxiety I have about being embarrassed, judged, and criticized this holiday.
For any reason.
Take a breath.
I just got one. And to eliminate any overwhelmed in the moment, especially when I'm with my family and friends. Take a breath. And to eliminate the worry or anxiety I have about being embarrassed and then judged and criticized this holiday, including the ones that I feel about myself. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that it's inevitable that something will happen that's unexpected.
Yeah.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the stress that I have when it happens. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my pattern of giving myself a bad time, meaning beating myself up when I'm not perfect in my action or reaction when something's not perfect. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can remove my anxiety, frenzy, and stress in advance. Take a breath.
Well, there's a concept, don't you know?
And by
the way, it
works.
It really does. It really does. Okay, so, and to eliminate the barrier so I can clear all the time to keep the frenzy at bay and reduce it for the holidays so I can clear consistently, constantly, and specifically all the time. Take a nice breath. All right, Jason, you ready? Can we activate life force energy?
Let's do it.
All right. So I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can have the courage to spend according to my budget during the holidays.
And keep the frenzy at bay.
And keep the frenzy at bay and judgment at bay.
And to activate life force so I can have the confidence to have my holiday the way I want it without frenzy or anxiety.
There you go.
Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can use the life force energy that I'm connecting with right now to walk with me and be my guide. Help me not step in that mud puddle with Uncle Joe or anybody else, but know that I can be happy by not using the old programmings of the past. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to be calm and confident during this holiday season. Take a breath.
And I have just one more, Jason. And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to have great health and to be happy and to love me so I can then love others. Take a breath. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
We're talking about holiday cheer. And we're actually going to give you a virtual present from us to you just before Christmas. So please tune in. You'll have fun with that. And we'll help you set the energy for the holiday so it's perfect for you.
Exactly. You know, everyone, understand that what we do does take time, but also understand that if you start today, then you can start changing your life today, one that is in your highest and best interest, and you can be positive.
Think of it as a savings account, a clearing savings account for the future.
Excellent. So. Love it. Absolutely love it. If you liked your experience with us today, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our radio show is recorded, and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
If you want to feel better by making clearing a constant, consistent, and specific, you have to sign up for the newsletter.
That newsletter is amazing.
And all you have to do is go to our website at livinglighter.org, go to the newsletter tab. All we ask for is your name and email address, and it's free. It's easy to sign up. Just do that right now. And we also give the backstory for Living Lighter. And we do stories about Patricia and myself and how we've dealt with some of these issues that we talk about on the radio show.
And I guarantee you 90% of the time, Jason will put something in there that will make you laugh at me. But
I love doing that. I don't know what that is.
But you know, I realize, what is that? The perks of the partnership. Is that it, Jason? Okay. We love to hear your comments. So send us a note on our email address, which is
Jason and Patricia, one word, at livinglighter.org. JASONANDPATRICIA. Mm-hmm. And just send us an email. So, and if you got a benefit today, or you want to, you had some fun with us today, go like us on Facebook. Now, I realize that Facebook insecurity is an energy that can be cleared, and I've been trying to clear it a lot, but you know, until I get there.
Can you say needy?
Yeah. Please go to our Facebook page at livinglighter.org and like us, or leave a comment on our page and tell us how much you like the show and what you're looking forward to. And if you like us, then you'll be on our feed so you can find out about the next week's show and what we're talking about.
And you'll have fun. You know, I think we always have fun on our shows. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia and wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.